Viviana, good morning.
Good morning.
So Viviana, why is poor mental health going untreated in older Australians?
So that's a really good question, and we don't know all the reasons why, but we certainly know that older people are often not very good at recognising when they're experiencing anxiety or depression themselves, so they often don't ask for help. But also we know that family and friends and professionals themselves often expect that it's normal for older people to be a bit grumpy or a bit anxious when they're older. And so when people are acting like that, they kind of discount it as being related to old age, when in fact that probably indicates that they're actually experiencing some anxiety and depression that needs to be treated.
You've said that mental illness previously in older people can look a bit different. What exactly do you mean by this?
Yeah, so most of the time a young person with depression and an older person with depression, you know, will present in similar ways, in that they will withdraw from things that they used to like to do, they withdraw socially, and they often feel down. But an older person will often talk about feeling irritable and agitated and will appear grumpy, and adolescents are like this too, while adults in the main age group will actually talk about feeling sad and will look sad and will feel teary. And so because of that grumpiness, people often miss seeing that it's actually depression that we're dealing with. Older people shouldn't be feeling grumpy, and if they are, if we could think of it as being like sadness.
In the same way that mental illness presents differently in older people, how does treatment look different for those who are ageing?
Well, this is the thing that's actually really interesting, is that treatment actually is the same. And so one of the barriers, I think, has been there for older people getting good mental health treatment is that there's often some ageism. And so people often have thought that older people aren't able to learn how to change the way that they think and what they do in their lifestyles to actually improve their mental health. You know, they're 75, they've been doing this for years, we can't change the way they are. But actually, the opposite is true. What we know is that cognitive behavioural therapy strategies, so these are strategies to help people to change the way they think about things, like to think less negatively or be less worried about things, and to change their behaviour, actually works really well with older adults, just as well as it does with young people, in terms of being able to improve depression and anxiety.
If you've just joined us on The Daily this morning, we're chatting with Associate Professor Viviana Wuthrich, Head of Research at Macquarie University's Department of Psychology, about the importance of addressing mental health in our older fellow Australians. Now, what can older people be doing to reduce the risk of developing mental illnesses later in life?
Look, a lot of it is about continuing to stay engaged with the community. So when people become more socially isolated, they become certainly more vulnerable for experiencing mental health issues. And really, the same as in any age group, it's when things look like they're not going well, doing something about it earlier rather than later. Because all of us can actually benefit from a bit of support early on. It just helps us, you know, resolve stresses that might be happening for us, to get some advice and some help that can actually prevent a full-blown mental disorder. And in terms of seeking treatment, so we've actually been very fortunate, our team here, to actually receive funding now to actually start two new trials that will actually focus on improving the mental health treatment for older people. And so we'll actually be starting to run in the near future some free cognitive behavioural therapy interventions here in the Centre for Emotional Health at Macquarie University that people can access.
Well, on that track, on a broader scale, what can mental health organisations and the wider community as a whole be doing to better support our older people who might be suffering from poor mental health?
Yeah, the first step is really about improving identification of people who need help. So one of the things we're starting to do is developing resources for general practitioners to help them to be able to recognise when an older person actually needs some treatment for anxiety and depression. And secondly, just increasing the access for older people to mental health services. So one of the projects we're doing at the moment will be trialling access to internet and telephone-based interventions for those older Australians who aren't able to come in to see a clinician face-to-face, so particularly in rural areas. And also we need to be just thinking more about how we can increase training of clinicians who work with older people. And I think that two-pronged approach, improving how we detect it, improving how we treat it, and increasing the number of people trained to be able to deliver the services will make a big difference.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Viviana.
No problem. Thank you for having me.